Call this meeting to order. It's being the Bethel Township Zoning Commission on Thursday, May the 28th at 7:30 PM. Kathy, will you call the roll?
Yes. Mr. Corbett?
Here.
Mr. Cornish?
Here.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes, here.
Ms. Royce?
Here.
Mr. Underwood?
Here.
And Kathy Fortunato, zoning secretary, here.
Okay. First of all, I apologize to Steve and your crew for, on behalf of the zoning board for the miscommunication that has occurred on your applications. Hopefully, we're in the process of getting all the positions filled in the township. And hopefully, this kind of thing won't happen in the future. So we apologize on behalf of the board, though.
No problem.
Since one of our members has taken a position with the township and no longer the chair, as vice chair, I'm presiding over the meeting tonight. But we do have to elect a chairperson. So I'll open the floor for a nomination for a chairperson.
I nominate Mr. Hurt.
I second.
You knew that was coming.
Kathy, would you call the roll, please?
Okay. To vote for Mr. Hurt as the chairperson, Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Mr. Cornish?
Yes.
Mr. Hurt?
Abstain.
Mr. Underwood?
Yes.
Ms. Royce?
Yes.
Mr. Hurt is the new chairperson.
All righty. We have that, and I've assumed now the position of chair, we need a motion for a vice chair.
I nominate Ms. Royce.
Okay, I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Kathy, would you call the roll?
Okay, to vote for Ms. Royce as the vice chairperson, Mr. Corbett?
Yeah.
Mr. Cornish?
Yes.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
Ms. Royce?
Abstain.
Mr. Underwood?
Yes.
Ms. Royce is the new vice chairperson.
Staff introductions, I guess we already did that. Ms. Fortunato is our secretary and for the zoning department. And I don't think anybody introduced, well, we didn't, we said we were here, but we didn't. I think you all recognize we got our nameplates in front of us, so we'll skip that. The opening statement, at this time we would like to review the commission procedures for the benefit of those in the attendance tonight. The purpose of the Zoning Commission and the powers and duties of the Zoning Commission are designated in the Ohio Revised Code. The Zoning Commission is legally vested with the power to recommend to the Board of Trustees the rezoning of land in the unincorporated portion of the Bethel Township. The Zoning Commission recommends approval with modifications or denial of the zoning amendment as requested. The Board of Trustees has final authority on the rezoning matters. The procedure for the review of the zoning amendment request will be as follows. The zoning administrator will introduce the request and will make the presentation regarding the proposed amendment. Following the presentation, we will hear comments from the public. Anyone addressing the commission must come to the podium and give their name and address for the record. Only commission members may ask questions of those speaking. Comments will be heard in the following order. Comments from the applicant, comment from those for the request, comments from those against the request. After all comments are heard, the public discussion will be closed, and the commission may continue the discussion of the request and ask follow-up questions. The chair will then call for a motion on the request. Further discussion of the motion may be held. Following that, the zoning administrator will take the roll call vote. That should be zoning secretary at this point. Okay, now I'm sorry, I'm reading this and not looking ahead of time.
That's fine.
On the date of the next trustees meeting that set aside the legal timeline criteria, the request will be heard by at a public hearing. After the public hearing, the request will be voted on by the trustees, and the zoning will take effect 30 days after their vote. Kathy, will you read the case, please?
Okay. Okay, this is case ZA-02-26, a request from KFDR LLC in New Carlisle, Ohio, 45344, to amend the zoning resolution to split a 0.5-acre parcel from an existing 15.283-acre parcel and rezone it from A2 to R1 AAA. The parcel address is 6445 U.S. 40, Tip City, Ohio. Per Bethel Township Resolution Article 16A-2, Section 16.05, the minimum lot area must be 20 acres. Per Article 8, R1 AAA, Section 5.05, the minimum lot area for a single-family dwelling with a public sewer system must be 1 acre. This is Miami County Parcel ID Number A01-046200.
All right. Would the applicant like to make a opening comment?
Yeah, I'd make a comment.
Yeah. And we didn't put the podium out there. You can turn it around there.
Spent a lot of time behind podiums.
Is the oath up there? I think.
It is. The oath on the podium.
The oath.
I don't see it.
Okay. Kathy, do you have a copy of it?
I have a copy. I was going to just give it to him.
Wow. Very close.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to owe, but I'll try to tell what it is.
Swear to tell the whole truth?
Name and yeah.
Just probably swearing.
Yeah, that's fine. State your name.
My name's Steve Landis, and 5635 South Dayton Brant Road is where I live.
Do you affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and before the Zoning Commission?
I do.
That's all right. That'll suffice.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I did give you a little handout. Apologize for the copy there. It's not very good, but if you look, you kind of see a little red outline there. And that's something I just did on Google Earth, and it's a half an acre. You'll see on the east side it follows existing property lines, which it's kind of hard to show there because it's pretty much covered those up with my red line. But anyway, I'm not sure if you have this or not, but I wrote a little thing that I sent along with my application. And it reads as follows. The property owner wishes to separate the 1930s era home from the 15 plus or minus acres of cropland in the parcel with minimal impact to cropland.
Then I have a couple bullet points here. This home site's unique, being 15.283 acres in a neighborhood where the typical parcel is 0.23 acres. Many of those homes are built on two parcels, being 0.46. My understanding of the literal interpretation of the zoning resolution, it would create a one-acre parcel. And we at KFDR feel like that would unnecessarily impact the crop farming of the remaining acreage. And this property is currently serviced by Miami County Sewer and Water, so that kind of takes, that helps a little bit. As I was reading down through some of the questions, and this I think came from the Zoning Board of Appeals questions that they want to hear, and the special conditions do not result from a previous action of the applicant, and so that's accurate. So I feel like the proposed half-acre lot with 100 foot of frontage conforms nicely to the neighborhood, and this is a minimum variance that would reasonably allow reasonable use of both the farmland and the parcel, the housing parcel there. I entertain any questions you have.
What's the depth, please?
The depth.
I mean, I could probably figure out an acre, but
I'm sorry, I don't know that. There is 100 foot of frontage across
right
there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my thought is, of course, that would have to be surveyed.
Right. But it's 0.5 acres is what you're asking, right?
Yeah, it's a half an acre around that red line there.
Okay.
So the lot has not been surveyed yet?
That is correct. The lot has not been surveyed.
This is just a guesstimate where the lines will be.
Exactly.
Second question, is the current dwelling tied into the sewer system?
It is, yes. Tied into the sewer and water.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And was the old system taken in and filled in?
It was.
It was filled in, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So they won't have anything coming
down
on?
No,
no. Like that.
Yeah, it was demolished at the time. That's been,
that's a requirement.
I know,
yeah.
But I didn't know if it was done at the same time.
Yeah.
All around here was.
Well, the,
you know,
if the inspection goes through the way it's supposed to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they plan to leave the house as it is?
Yes. It's a rental house. And I was asked a question at one point, you know, what are you doing this so you can sell it? And I'm not going to say that that would not happen, but the intent is for just to get our rental property into a separate entity. Because that is contiguous, that is owned by KFDR, and that is the whole turkey farm, all is owned by KFDR, and we just feel like we'd like to get that particular dwelling into a separate entity, just for legal reasons, I guess. So that's the driver behind why we'd like to do that, and we don't really want to give up that extra cropland. A half an acre would be all cropland. As you can see, it's kind of boxed in there to the east. So yeah, that's, yeah.
Another question. There's another house relatively close.
Yeah, there is.
We have a requirement for a side yard setback. So is your proposal going to allow that to be correct or not?
I can't answer that. I'm sorry. I can tell you that
would require another variance if it was enough, you know, if there wasn't enough setback. So that would require a variance.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that the existing, this house was there first,
yeah.
And when that second house was built, the property line goes right alongside the east side of the house within a few feet. And I think
For anybody that's not familiar with the situation here, they bought Rhoda Hossfield's old house. This was Rhoda's house originally, and her son has the house that was divided off several years ago that's to the east of that, which was subdivided and rezoned years ago. After Rhoda passed away, I'm pretty sure that was after she passed away, when they settled up the estate and everything. And the Turkey Farm bought the property.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that can be done on the east side there for that side yard. It's already done.
Technically requires a variance, so I think. So technically, that would be part of what would be in the variance before the board.
Being the turkey farmer, would think that variance would come before the other lot was divided off.
Yeah. Again, there was not proper procedure probably at that time.
Yeah, I could understand that.
The only question I have is, when you do have that survey and everything, the other problem is the remaining parcel was A2 prior to this and everything. We've changed the requirement now that it has to be 20 acres.
Yeah.
If you combine that with the other part, you know, with the farm parcel.
Which that makes sense.
It would clarify all of that and would clean up the whole thing. So when they survey it, have that parcel attached to the farm itself.
Okay.
And a new title.
So is that what they call an adjacent property transfer?
Yeah, it's like an adjacent property transfer, and it's all fairly simple.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Right. And that's how some of this other happened, was an adjacent property transfer, and after the fact, then the zoning kicked in, because the county didn't require them to come and get rezoning before they accepted the transfer of the deed. So that again, and that's an ongoing problem we still have. So,
would not an alternative be, rather than to join it to the other piece, just rezone this piece to A1?
Well, that would be a possibility, but I think for their purpose, it would be better, and I think it would be better to make it part of the.
As a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that creates problems in the future if they want to sell it, or if it changes their structure at some time, and you've got two parcels to contend with two different zones.
Mm-hmm. I would need some counsel on that as to whether
that's
really
that's a recommendation. That's entirely up to you at this point.
Yeah.
Because the zoning would stay A2 on it, but it would be a lot better to combine the lots. And
with the next parcel over towards the trailer park, then I think would be the obvious one there.
Which it is that parcel extends all the way out to the rest of the farm.
The way you were handout shows it with the red.
Yeah.
Proposed boundary line, I guess, there.
Right.
It juts into the farmed part of the field as it is, even with the half acre. Is that safe to assume that this is accurate enough that you already have it kind of encroaching into the?
It's as it is, that you can pretty well tell that is farmed field right up next to the lane. There's
the driveway.
I want to say 6 or 8 foot strip of grass there between the lane and the field.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that particularly part that changing. Our farming practices would not change at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it really the only that had to jut out there to get even a half an acre.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have had to go along, and it would have really messed with the north. Boundary.
So while it's a little bit cumbersome this way, pushing it another would probably be another 100 feet basically if you went full acre. Then
it would, and then that really juts out there, and just for the neighborhood that it's in, it seems like it kind of fits the neighborhood in the half an acre. I understand that's not really. That's why it's an appeal, I guess.
I guess I have trouble understanding that the house is to the east. Is everything that's shown in, on your map here going to belong to that house, or is that the land behind these houses, is that yours or theirs? Or?
This belongs to Hospital, yeah.
Okay. The little neck here is just that's kind of where this ended, and that's just kind of another little part of this thing that's a little bit messed up.
Yeah.
But we farmed through there, and at the end of the day, you don't really notice that.
Right.
Matter of fact, we farm up on the Hospital property a little bit there.
They farm here. You said they're even farming.
Yeah.
Yes, but this piece belongs to this house.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But this doesn't really cause an issue because it's all part of the
property
acreage. But over here, though, if you're running down here, you're going to have this little notch.
See, Rota originally had all of this.
Yeah, that I understand, right. So now we're carving out this. And a lot of that comes, this belongs to this house here. Does that house to the east, do they have a back property line, or is it way back?
Their property line is back there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the white line there. However, we do farm just a little bit of that there.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if that's a half acre, quarter acre there, somewhere in there.
So, okay, their line is way back there.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the Hospital line would be here, all the way back to here.
Yeah.
But that's this house. And this, you know, this is an existing, the red kind of covered up the white that shows, but this is an existing, and that's very close to the house.
Right.
It's just, it is what it is.
So right now, these two properties are on the same piece?
No. This is, these two are. This is part of a 15-acre parcel here.
Yeah.
This, I don't know, this is owned by, we don't own this. This is Hossfeld's, the Hossfeld's son owns this, or did. I'm not sure, I think he passed away.
Separate owner, right?
I don't know where it was.
So this house has all this now.
Exactly, right.
So where's their line with you?
Right here. My red line actually covers that up.
Oh, okay. So that's an existing line.
That's an existing line.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's a little confusing there.
That's why I was having a problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions of the board?
Well, we'll have a discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, is that all?
That's all for now, Steve. We may have a question after.
Okay.
Anybody in opposition? Oh, yeah. Anybody else want to speak for the, I'm sorry.
So,
I'm not used to have to chair these. Nobody else? Okay.
My partner, Tom Hammer, for those of you that may not know him.
Oh, okay. You're Nita's.
He's an omen.
Gotcha.
Anybody opposed
to it? Seeing none, discussion? Yeah, we can close the comment period.
Yeah, I know myself when I first looked at this case, I was quick to kind of say, well, why is it that they trying to achieve a variance from the 1 acre as there was plenty of land. So quickly I saw the rationale for the carving up the funny little piece of the field that are farmed, and that makes good sense. The only other concern, I think right offhand, just kind of speaking out loud here, is in defense that this complies with the rest of the neighborhood. Well, that is somewhat true except for the place that's across the next door and across the road, as they do have multiple acres there. This one's kind of standing out alone. But I don't see anybody here to raise issue with that either, so that's, I guess, comforting to say at this point. So those were kind of my thoughts coming in, and got at least some explanation on those.
The one across the street, actually that's split now into two, where that yellow line goes up there.
Oh.
That is all part of the sister to the Gail's daughter that lives in the old, where the museum is. Karen lives there, and she has a little house that's right next to it here to the east.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those are her property, and her sister has that property over there, that, and that was in the last annexation. Yeah.
Right across the street from this land is Hubert Wright's now.
That all was finalized, wasn't it? Yeah. Unfortunately.
Really?
The fact that it's got city water and city sewer, I think, makes it okay with me. I mean, that would be the only thing I'd be concerned with that smaller lot, is if they had to have a septic system
on
it.
Right.
So the fact that they've got those city facilities, and it fits the other...
Yeah, it fits the rest of the
neighborhood. It's similar to all the other lots.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they're smaller, even.
Yeah,
right, exactly. And that's why, like I say, ordinarily I like to respect our minimum of 200 foot of frontage and the acre, and the 1 acre, to be able to, I guess, satisfy that little more space and rural feel, even though they've got the water and septic there. So that's what I'm kind of looking for, any opposition to it from anybody that would be affected nearby. We did not have any here this evening, which is good. And then I like to hear rationale for a variance to it, and they provided that.
The biggest problem with this whole thing is the fact that the other Hossfield property that was split off several years ago has the crazy property lines and everything, but that was strictly to conform at that time with getting enough frontage and retaining enough acreage and being able to unload the Rhoda's old house with the rest of the parcel in order to settle the estate. And unfortunately, we've got the crazy property lines in there. And you've got the little parcel that sticks out behind it, which is all part of the fact that it was cobbled up at that time. Other than that, any other comments from the board?
Janice?
No, I own a property there in Grant, but it's on two lots. Same thing. Most of these are on two lots.
Some of them are on
small
half lots.
Right. Some are on one, some are on two, but yeah.
And the acreage is similar to what Steve expressed, but an individual lot is like less than a quarter acre or something like that.
Yeah.
So this line here is existing now.
Yeah, which line?
This one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that
this whole thing is already existing, this whole problem here.
Right, this problem is existing here. So
yeah.
Since that's here existing...
And there.
And you create a new lot. And we need to worry about a variance for the setback here from the side yard.
I think the setback is probably as much on this property here as it is on that.
I just like to believe there's not enough.
I don't know. Steve, do you know what?
I don't exactly, but no, there's not 20 feet. I'm sure of that.
From Rhoda's old house to the property line.
Right, to the east side, that existing
line.
That would have to be then included in the variance when it goes to the Board of Zoning Appeals.
Yeah. As I said earlier, I'm not sure what that's kind of. It's kind of locked in there. I'm not sure what could be done about that. If it's a formality, we're happy to do whatever we have to do.
It would just be a matter of the formality of going to the BZA. And of course, we can't talk for them, but
right.
since it's an existing condition and there's no remedy for it.
Yeah.
That'd be my.
But I think in order to make everything kosher on the whole deal, it would have to be part of the variance for the other conditional uses. So.
Well, Jerry, does this make any difference though? Because as a, at least an A2 agricultural general, and probably domestic, you have no less setback. Anyway, 20-foot setback.
Well, the setback is...
We're not changing anything, though, with regards to that setback. Correct, but it already exists that way, whether it's with agricultural or residential.
Right.
Setback doesn't change or isn't enforced just for one or the other. So does this even require a variance at this point?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
I would say it would only be if we were changing that, if we were making that separation at this time.
You're saying because...
But it only are...
It already exists.
Water under the bridge, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have occurred at the time that other properties...
I guess that has to be a trustee thing where they...
Yeah.
Go on. I guess we could put it in as a recommending.
Variance may be required or something. We acknowledge that.
I think it is.
Acknowledge that it may be required, but we're not sure.
Yeah.
That's strictly for the setback. There would have to be a variance for the frontage and a variance for the acreage.
Yes.
Why do we need variance for the frontage and acreage?
Because it's less than a 1 acre requirement.
We have a 1 acre requirement in the sewer.
Yeah, we did.
It's 1 acre and the sewer system here at what purpose?
This is non-residential 1 acre. This is 200 acre sewer system.
Well, then that's about 3/4 of 1 acre. 31,000 square feet. It's just under 3/4 of 1 acre.
Who's got a calculator?
Oh, I got one here.
1.5.
So it's 31,000.
Something doesn't add up there, right?
The reason that it's that, I can tell you, because there's, the reason for that is because there are a lot of properties that are like 0.72 acres.
Yeah.
And that's why it was established.
It says you can add 1.4 dwelling units per acre. Mm-hmm. So you could have .31,250 square feet. What's that in terms of an acre? It's part of 44,000?
It's 43,000 something.
560. I don't know what. 43,560 is acre.
43,560. So it's about 0.73 acres.
So a half acres
would be
is short. Then.
Yeah. So it does require the variance for that. Any other discussion? Do I have a motion?
I'd make a motion that we approve the request with the requirement for a variance for the less than, what did you say, 3/4?
Right, less than the 0.73 acres.
Less than the 0.73 acres as required, and consideration should be given to the variance for the side yard setback not being able to be met.
And what about the frontage?
Frontage is okay. 100 feet?
So 100 feet, we have...
So you said it'd be 100 feet.
200. Yeah. Minimum lot width and frontage, 200 feet.
Yeah, that's right.
So we need a variance for that, too.
Wait a minute.
Right.
200 feet is, yeah, there's no... If mm-hmm. it's 200 feet, there's no difference.
No.
So they need a variance for the 100-foot frontage.
Okay.
That exists with the water. Still 200 feet also.
Does everybody understand the motion?
It's a long one.
Read it back to us.
A motion to approve the request with a requirement for a front yard variance, being 100 feet. It's less than the 200 foot requirement. For the lot size being 0.5 acres, which is less than the 0.73 acre requirement, and a third variance for the side yard setback being less than 20 feet.
And that we are questioning on that one.
Possibly.
Yeah. We're not sure whether that's required. That would have to be a decision made by the zoning administrator or the trustees.
And when you said front road, I'm going to call it frontage.
Frontage.
Yeah.
Frontage.
Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Mr. Cornish?
Yes.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
Ms. Royce?
Yes.
And Mr. Underwood?
Yes.
Motion passes, and we move on to old business. Minutes from the February 26th meeting. Everybody have a chance to peruse the minutes. I have a motion to approve.
I move that we approve the minutes as written.
Do I have a second? I move a second. Kathy, would you call the roll?
Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Mr. Cornish?
Yes.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
Ms. Royce?
Yes.
And Mr. Underwood?
Yes.
Ms. Gruden? 5-0.
Okay. Yeah. Communications. Have we had any
communications? No. Is it fixed for us next month? In June?
There will most likely be three cases. We sent three to the Miami County Planning Commission. Yeah. So the one is the Wildcat and 40. One is the.
You did make an application.
Yeah. One is 40 and 202 for the gas station, possibly. And the other one is the ZTA. That does come. I don't know if that are the zoning amendments. So okay. That would come back to you right after them too. Okay. So yeah, those three cases. That's what we submitted to them, and they'll be hearing June 16th.
So the, is there any correspondence? I'm sorry, go ahead.
So the gas station one is still looking like it's moving ahead with gas pumps?
They're planning to do that. They're hoping to do that, I should say.
Has been any communication with ODOT?
No. I haven't. I don't know.
Yeah, we recommended that they try to contact ODOT, because that's, ODOT wouldn't give them the entrance and the exit before.
Okay.
And hopefully...
Yeah, I saw that in the minutes that you said someone should go talk to ODOT.
Well, if we've got a zoning person now.
Yeah, that would be great, yeah. He's not starting until June 22nd, so...
Oh, he's not starting.
The new...
Okay.
I guess we need to talk to trustees.
Okay, any other comments for the board or anything? Do you have a motion to adjourn?
We adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay.
We assume that everybody votes yes, so you don't have to call the roll.
Okay. Meeting adjourned at 8:10.
Next month will be good.
Yeah, it sure is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.